Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran. And today I want to talk about what the media is not talking about regarding the coronavirus. What they're not talking about is that what they're trying to make as an antidote is something to inject into your body to protect the inside of your body. Why is nobody talking about building up your immune system? Why is nobody talking about the famous garlic syndrome, the ginger? Hello, there's natural remedies that set us apart from other people. That's why many look at the homeless and say, how do they survive? Because you know what? A lot of homeless people use natural remedies to keep their immune system high. That's why many of them, you don't hear about the homeless dying. You'll hear about every age dying right now. And if we was to do a study and find out what they were eating, what they were not eating, how were they keeping their immune system high, who wasn't keeping their immune system high, who was vulnerable to illness and disease, no matter if it was a coronavirus, a demon virus, or just a pure cold. Some people just have pure colds, and even in their just little cold, they're acceptable to any other thing, so they have to be homebound. But before I go further, let's listen to this worship song and meditate on the lyrics.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name.
God's not with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart,
God's not with you.
It's not don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. You. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart. He's not.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God is not done with me. God is not done with you. So right now, let's come in agreement and deal with what's going on right now. Let's handle it face to face. Let's come face to face with it and use the power and the authority that we have. Let's come in agreement with the word of God according to Matthew 18 that reminds us that anything that's ugly and evil, we have to bind. And that we also have to bind it. And while we're binding it, we have to loose the opposite. So, for example, we bind the spirit of infirmity and we loose the spirit of life, the gift of healing. So what are we supposed to do today, brothers and sisters? We're supposed to activate that power and the authority that we have. We're supposed to command evil spirit, which is energized right now in this time. We are supposed to kill it, destroy it by the power and the authority that is invested in us. Right now, there's angels watching. There are people watching. Satan is watching to see what are you doing or what you're not doing. See, I have to do all that I can. I have to activate all my gifts. I have to activate the first gift, which is the power and the authority and the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus Christ. Let's take a deep breath and breathe in Jesus and breathe out ourselves. Let's come to the throne of grace. Let's come where Jesus Christ is sitting next to Father God. Let's ask Jesus right now that to forgive us for our sins known and unknown. Let's go to Jesus and say, Jesus, first I thank you for who you are, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that died for us when you had no sin, you had no disease, you had no illness, you had no addiction. You had no curse on you. But Jesus Christ, we thank you that right now you're sitting right next to the creator of heaven and earth. And we come to you, Father God. We come to you as sinners, asking you to forgive us for all our sins, all our transgressions, always leaning on our own understanding. Forgive us for not applying your word, not renouncing every sin, not asking you for forgiveness. We renounce Satan at this time and all his works. We hate him. We hate his demons. We count them all as our enemies. We count this illness as an enemy of Jesus Christ, an enemy of the Holy Ghost, a subject in a situation where the Holy Ghost can arrest completely if we just close the door to all occult practices, to all leaning on understanding. If we come in the name of Jesus Christ, we could command all these infirmities to leave us in the name that is above all names, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word of God said that we will be separated, that we will be looked at different from everyone else. Let everyone look at us and say, why have they not been touched? And we will say, because the word of God is clear and it says, do not touch my anointed, do them no harm. So again, I ask each listener, each future listener, to remember to breathe in Jesus and cough out yourself, to command all spirits of infirmity to leave you in the name that is above all names, as we know that we are ministers of the word of God. We are all missionaries of evangelism, to evangelize and activate our faith in healing and deliverance, because we go to the deliverer of all deliverers. We are convinced both by the word of God and by experience that it is God who will save, who will heal, who will deliver, who will prevent, who will make aware to all of his creation that he is the Lord of Lords, that what is happening right now is already written in the word of God. So we come before him living according to the word word and acting on the word of God with special faith that come by hearing God's word through this segment. The word of God is clear in Romans 10:17 that faith come through hearing God's word. So I'm here right now, Pastor Fran, from House of God's Power, coming and believing in God's word, doing what God has called me to, according to the word in Luke 13:11 through 13, as the word is already blessed, it says, "And behold, there was a woman which had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called to her, to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Blessed be the name of the Lord." See, the Lord was so awesome. He shows us by example that he did not listen to man on earth that said he couldn't do that on that Sabbath day. See, if the Lord was here right now and you're a woman, he would say he would ordain you as a bishop, as an archbishop, as a pastor, not listening to man that says you cannot be ordained. He will go according to the will of God. And on that day, he did the will of God and said to her and laid hands on her. And immediately she was made straight. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And when we look at verse 16, Jesus spoke even more clearly concerning the cause of the woman's condition. And he said, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bound?" Hallelujah. And I say to you today, you are more than worthy to be loose from this coronavirus, from every illness, every disease, every oppression, every depression, every poverty spirit that tries to attack you, to influence you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are inheritors. If you have received Jesus Christ as Nazareth, if you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have inheritance from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I ask you today to ask the Lord to loose that inheritance, to loose the spirit of life, to loose the gift of healing, to loose the spirit of you accepting what he has already given you over 2,000 years ago. See, Luke was careful to note that the spirit of infirmity uses sickness to bind people. Just like this coronavirus is binding people, thus not making these infirmities basically works of Satan. But we who know the word of God, we are to activate the word of God. We are to ask God for divine wisdom, like the Lord has given me divine wisdom on a beautiful divine mask, with certain ingredients, with certain material that man has not developed yet, and knowing that there's certain ingredients in a mask that will protect us, which is more productive and more preventive and more holistic than the present mask that they have with the present N95. There is something greater than that the Holy Ghost Spirit has given me. To God be the glory. Just like the Holy Spirit has told me from the beginning, encourage all those in your social media, all those that is on your phone, to let them know that garlic is used for so many things. We are to cook the garlic, drink the garlic, smell the garlic, research all the benefits of the garlic. Even roasting the garlic cleans the atmosphere. Even putting garlic in your toilet bowl before you go to sleep, it is more disinfectant. It is more Holy Ghost filled to do it that way because it is natural. And anything that is natural is of the Lord, because that's the garden of the Lord. And we know that the Garden of Eden, as God instructed Adam in Genesis 2:17, he says, "But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in that day thou eatest, therefore thou shalt surely die." So when Eve broke that commandment of God and acted in Satan's accomplice in tempting Adam, the result of their sin was death for the entire human race. That is when infirmity started. That is the root of infirmity. So Adam and Eve died in an instant spiritually. And as sin has slashed the cords of fellowship between God and mankind, physical death was more gradual as death fastened its tentacle on their bodies for the first time. So after a period of centuries, the perfect body that God had fashioned finally succumbed to disease and Adam died. So the grounds, rules that are still here the same today, when we obey God's commandments, when there is healing for us, when we seek his face, when we get on our knees, he will give us divine knowledge. He will show his mysteries. He will separate us. I almost died 4 years ago. My sugar was 900, brothers and sisters, which is, if you research to have sugar 900, that's for you to die, have a stroke, or be blind. But here I'm at today, to God be the glory, able, willing, and ready to do what God has called me to do, to share with you the good news that God took our infirmities and bared our sicknesses. That's what his word says in Matthew 8:17. He is not a liar. He is the truth, the way, and the light. In Isaiah 53:5, it says, "And with his stripes we are healed." So God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with the power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And that's in Acts 10:38. So brothers and sisters, spectators, participators, know that in the name of Jesus Christ, this is the time. The book of Ezekiel, the book of Ecclesiastes says there's a time for everything. Now is the time that the Holy Ghost is whispering into your ears. What is your responsibility on this time, in this season, and for what reason? This is a time to leave a legacy for the audience in heaven that's watching. Hallelujah. Jesus died on the cross for the sins of the world, for his creation. He didn't die for the Christians, the Baptists, the Catholics. He said he died for the sins of the world. So I believe in his word that everybody's name is written in the book of Christ. Until you renounce him, until you disobey him, until you neglect him, then you take away your name from the book of life. So check yourself out. Is your name written in the book of life? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you asked him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit until you actually receive the baptism? Or did you just ask for it one day, one time? What is God really, really looking for us right now? He wants us to have life, an everlasting life, and have it more abundantly. That's what his word says in John 10:10. He says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." This is what God wants to do in our lives today, tomorrow, and for eternity. God loves us. Everlasting love. He anoints us with oil. So you have to take the oil. There's so many types of oil. There's olive oil. There's the oil of praise. In James 5:14-15, he says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church." And the elders is not by age, it's by the fruits. Those that show the fruits of being and walking with Christ Jesus and exhibiting the fruits of the Holy Ghost. And it continues to say, and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Come in agreement. The word of God says in Matthew 18, 19, and 20, it says, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them in my Father which is in heaven. For where there are two, there are gathered in my name. There I am in the midst of them. Where there are two or three, brothers and sisters, so if there's at least two or three in your house, in the name of Jesus Christ, come in agreement and pray. Because that's what the word of God says. That's a promise from God. The point of contact here is agreement. Make sure you tell those who are praying with you exactly what you want them to agree with you about. What do we have to agree about? We have to agree that God protects us, that God puts his precious blood, sprinkle his blood over us, our loved ones, everything we eat, we drink, our nose, our mouth, every gate of our body. To God be the glory and honor. Robo shakara masandara bakanda. Father God, I thank you that every time I do a radio show, my Lord, you bring your creation to get my attention. Right now, I have several ducks sitting right in front of me, in front of my window, just listening to me, feeling the Holy Ghost that's here in the house of God's power. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord has called us to lay on of hands. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's Mark 16, 17, 18. So if anybody's scared to lay hands on you, it's because the Holy Ghost is not in them. It's because fear is in them. But you let them know that fear shall be. Face everything and recover and go to the Holy Ghost, because fear of certain illness such as cancer, such as corona, has opened the door to spirit of infirmity. Unbelief and ignorance is not what the Lord wants. He wants you to believe, to meditate, to confess his word. See, the breakdown of the body, of the mind, happens because of the abuse of not coming in agreement with God's word. Because of lack of proper rest and nutrition. So I would believe 150% that most of these people that have passed away had no proper rest and no proper nutrition. Because in the beginning, they were saying they're mostly senior citizens. But check it out. I just read a report in the Dominican Republic that there were children dying. Come on now. The word of God says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27 to 30, it says, wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lamb. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily, Ethan, and drinketh damnation to him, not discerning the Lord's body. For this causes many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. This is so, 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 so deep. But as I read it, it defines to me how people prematurely die. And that's for another segment, not for today. But you can rewind this and see what the Holy Spirit just said. So we know, in short, that many people subconsciously desire to be sick and accept what the news is saying instead of getting on their knees and asking the Holy Ghost, which was left behind, to show us, to share with us what we have to do. So once again, brothers and sisters, I praise God for who he is and what he's doing at this time and this season. It is an honor and privilege for me to come on Block Talk Radio and just share what he wants me to share. So now let's listen to these lyrics for God's glory and honor. Hallelujah.
If it's not the Cedar brand, well, It's not the seat up rest.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. In obedience to God, the Holy Ghost just said to me, remind the audience that a key ingredient we need for God to heal us is for us to forgive others. Because that unforgiveness causes us to lose complete healing. We want complete healing. We want to deal with unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness, jealousy, and hate. And those ingredients right there are the worst disease and dis-ease that someone could have. And those are the open doors to infirmity. So let's come in agreement and let's bow our heads. And first, ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us. So right now, Father God, we believe that you are the Son of God. You are the Christ, the Messiah. We ask you to come into our flesh, into our mind, into our heart, into our bloodline, to destroy the works of the devil from both our mother's side and our father's side. You died on the cross for our sins and rose again from the dead. And we desire to live only by your resurrection power. We now confess all our sins, known and unknown, and we turn away from them in repentance. Ask you to forgive us and cleanse us with your blood, the blood of Calvary. We believe that the atonement for our sins is only through your sacrifice. We will no longer attempt by our own works to gain for your forgiveness and acceptance, because we know that we already have asked you for forgiveness, and once we ask you, you forgive us and forget. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you remind us that you have forgiven us and that you have cleansed us with your blood. Your blood has cleansed us from all our sins from the beginning of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Adam and Eve. Thank you for redeeming us, for cleansing us, for cleaning our homes, for putting your blood on our doorposts and our family and our friends and our neighbors' doorposts, just like you did in the days of Pharaoh. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you that our homes is blessed and protected, for you have justified us, sanctified us by your works and by your blood that you shed for us on Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for your healing power that is as strong today as it has ever been. We receive your healing right now. We receive the covering of your blood from the crown of our heads to the bottom of our toes. We receive a bubble over our homes, a bubble of your blood wherever we go in our coming and going. We believe that you took our infirmities and bore our sickness because we remember that by your stripe we are healed. We ask you, Lord, that you, Father God, you, Holy Spirit, you, Jesus Christ, that you bind the enemy. Because you said in Matthew 18:18, which says, "Who whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven." So we demand in unison as one body in one accord that you leave us alone, Satan, and never return and harass us or ask Father God, Jesus Christ, if you could tempt us, try to destroy us, try to give us illness. We ask you, Jesus Christ, that you be in the forefront of each and every one right now, my Lord, that is trying to help someone that has been attacked or possessed by these illness, diseases, and fears and anxiety in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. That you provide for all those that are calling upon your name, Father God, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father God, that you loose your power, that you loose your blood, that you loose your mercy, your favor, your love, your unconditional love to all those that are calling upon your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, shut the door to the enemy, Lord Jesus. Let our victories overcome our fears, Lord. Remind us that you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, that we have hope in God, because God doesn't treat us like we're dogs. God treats us like we are his children, because we are not no longer his creation. We are his children. We thank you, Lord, that we don't live by the spirit of error, but by the spirit of truth. So we thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for binding everything in our lives that needs to be bind. Everything that needs to be loose, be loose. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are in a spiritual warfare, but you want us to meditate on Matthew 16:19, 18:18, and Matthew 12:99, because the Greek word used for loose is lou. The primary meaning to loosing is literally or figuratively, which means that we are to loose and cooperate and allow the Holy Spirit to do what he has to do in the situations in our lives. So remember, God has given us a spirit of power and sound mind. Activate that power. Activate it. And I'll close with this. In Matthew 28:18-20, it says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." So continue to grow spiritually. Continue to pray for me, those that are listening right now in the future, knowing that I continue to seek avenues and opportunities to speak what God wants me to speak, because I am one of his messengers. Are you one of his messengers? If you are, please do what God is calling you to do. In Jesus Christ's name, I close. For God's glory and honor, I thank you, Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy. Amen.
Standing in your ruins feels a lot like the end. So used to losing, you're afraid to try again. Right now all you see are ashes where there was a flame. Truth is that you're not forgotten, 'cause grace knows your name.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling apart,
God's not done with you.
It's not over, it's only begun. So don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done. There's a light you don't notice until you're standing in the dark. And there's a strength that's growing inside your shattered heart.
God's not done with you.
Even with your broken heart and your wounds and your scars,
God's not done with you.
Even when you're lost and it's hard and you're falling, so don't hide, don't run, 'cause God's not done with you. You. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's got a plan, this is part of it. He's gonna finish what he started. He's not done. God's not done writing your story. No, he's not done. God's not done. God's not done with you.